Welcome to today's exploration into the source material. Today we're taking a tactical look at property management. Specifically, how to present vendor recommendations that ownership actually trusts.
Right, because you've done all the heavy lifting, the vetting, the bid leveling, but then the presentation phase just sort of skulls out on the owner's desk.
Exactly. And our goal today is to really figure out how to bridge that gap. How do we take your on-the-ground operational details and translate them into a strategic perspective so you can get a yes faster?
It really comes down to a fundamental disconnect. Property managers live in the nuance. You're dealing with a broken cooling tower or an unreliable crew.
Right, you're in the weeds.
Yeah, but the owners aren't looking at that. They're looking at portfolio impact. They care about cost, liability, and competence. They don't actually want to do your job.
They just want to know you did it well so they don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
I mean, is there a specific red flag you look for where this usually falls apart? Like a moment where you know the owner has lost trust?
Oh, definitely. It's usually when they ask, did you get other quotes? If they're asking that, you've basically already lost control of the pitch.
Because you didn't prove your process.
Right. It means you didn't clearly outline the competitive landscape up front.
Okay.
You have to show your work before they even think to ask for it.
Which brings us to what the source material calls the one-page solution, a structured way to present these recommendations. But let's be real here. If you're doing a massive commercial warehouse roof replacement, is one page actually enough?
It is, if you structure it right. The goal isn't to omit details. It's about reducing the cognitive load for the owner. And that starts with the first of four key sections, which is context.
Right. You can't assume they remember that leak in the West Wing from 3 weeks ago.
Exactly. Just give them two quick sentences, the scope of the project and why you're doing it now. Then you immediately move into the competitive landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And this is crucial. You list everyone you contacted.
Even the ones who didn't bid. I mean, why waste space on the no-shows?
Because it's a trust trigger. It shows you didn't just call up your cousin's construction firm. If you document that three vendors declined to bid and two ghosted you, it proves your top three options came from a genuinely broad search.
It validates the market. Okay, so what's next on the one-pager?
The leveled comparison. You have to move beyond just raw numbers to apples-to-apples view.
Yeah. For anyone multitasking right now, leveling just means normalizing the math. So you aren't comparing a labor-only quote with an all-inclusive one.
Right, because if vendor A is 10 grand and vendor B is 12 grand, the owner's going to pick A every single time. Yeah. Unless your leveling sheet shows that vendor A excluded 3 grand in permit and disposal fees that vendor B actually included.
So suddenly the cheaper option is actually the more expensive one.
Exactly. You do that math for them. And then you finally get to the fourth part, the actual recommendation.
And you lead with value, risk, and timeline over just the bottom line price. But how do you handle an owner who is still hung up on a, say, $4,000 price difference, even after you've leveled the bids?
That's when you reframe it as risk mitigation. If vendor B is more expensive but includes a 2-year warranty that vendor A excludes, you explain that the extra cost is essentially an insurance policy.
You're anticipating their objections, like when they ask, have we used this vendor before?
Right. And if the answer is no, you don't just say they're good. You cite your due diligence. You show the insurance verification and their past project list. You answer the risk question before they even voice it.
It really sounds like this documentation is less of a sales pitch and more of a shield.
It's an audit trail. Think about what happens if a project fails 6 months down the line.
Mm.
If you have this one-pager and the emails to back it up, you have a solid record of why the decision was made.
It preserves the institutional knowledge. Even if a new manager takes over the property, the reasoning doesn't just vanish.
Exactly. It proves you acted with professional care. When you reduce the effort it takes for them to understand a project, you move from just being a reporter of problems to a trusted advisor.
You're basically buying back your own autonomy by making it easy for them to stay out of your hair.
Spot on.
Well, to wrap up our exploration today, here is a final provocative thought for you to mull over. If you presented your current vendor recommendation as a risk management strategy rather than a maintenance cost, how much faster would that yes come across your desk?